This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term on Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. 15-member Security Council earlier in the month recommended the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term starts on January 1, 2022. He succeeded Ban Ki-moon in January of 2017, just weeks before Donald Trump became U.S. president. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to UN agencies and re-engaged with the world body. In a rare move, the UN General Assembly has condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting yes, Belarus voting no, and 36 countries abstaining. While not legally binding, the resolution reflects international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi and her party from power. Iranians voted in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of his strongest competition. Opinion polling so far suggests that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi is in the lead. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Biden announced Friday that 300 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden is crediting scientists, companies, American people, and his whole-of-government effort. The president noted that 65% of adults received at least one shot, setting the stage for most Americans to have a relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. Despite that achievement, Biden is in danger of failing to meet his target of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The official COVID-19 death toll in Brazil is about to hit 500,000. It's the second highest in the world. At the same time, science is on trial inside the country. Truth is up for grabs as well. Brazil's Senate is publicly investigating how the toll got so high, focusing on why President Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months while it relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine, it's a malaria drug that with rigorous studies saying that it's ineffective in treating COVID-19. An Indian health official says his country, the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines, wants to resume exports of coronavirus jabs, but he can't do so until its domestic needs are met. Dr. Vinod K. Paul says in an interview with the Associated Press that once India's immediate need of vaccinating a significant proportion of its people is achieved, it would like to then play the role of serving others. Paul defended the Indian government's move to restrict vaccine exports in April as it battled a ferocious surge in infections. In January, the country began exporting vaccines to more than 90 countries, but the exports were halted when infections soared in India, leaving many developing countries without adequate supplies. A senior U.S. general has warned that the wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across a band of Africa and needs the attention of the world. He spoke Friday at the close of a large U.S.-led war games with American, African, and European troops. African Lion, which lasted nearly 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally, with smaller exercises held in Tunisia and Senegal. General Stephen Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, praised the work accomplished and painted a dark picture of threats besetting parts of the African continent. He noted deadly attacks by al-Qaeda and Islamic State-linked jihadis and al-Shabaab. He said all of them are on the march. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.